From the Theater Talk studio at WBFO, this is Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott with Buffalo Spree editor Elizabeth Licata.
Hello, Mark.
I'd like to enter my own submission for the Best of Western New York. For Best City Magazine in the region, I give the award to Buffalo Spree.
Oh, thank you so much.
You should be recognized for...
Not a ton of competition.
Yeah. You should be recognized for the great work you do, especially with this issue, the Best of Western New York.
You know, it really... I don't like to whine about these things. I mean, you know, we all do our jobs, right? But it is a lot of work. It's we write a lot of the descriptions in-house. They're not signed because we want the focus really to just be on the place, the winner, and why it won. We have some help from writers, but it takes a long time. Then we have to make sure the plaques are correct. And then there's a little booklet that comes out with the Best of Party and then all the planning for the party. So it is a huge event for us and several publications, not just one.
The most challenging thing you do all year, do you think?
I think, yes. I think it is the most challenging issue without question because there's meetings, there's panel meetings that lead up to it. There's the poll, there's publicizing the poll, getting people to vote, and then all the party work and that our marketing team does, and they're amazing.
And the photos, of the statues above the Liberty Building, what a stunning photo that is.
We looked out there. We had that photo. It was because we had done something on those statues before. And I think... actually, people were actually mentioning that award on Facebook, not understanding why it would be an unusual site because they're replicas. But they just not, you know, they don't understand irony as much as perhaps they should, because that's what makes it an unusual site is the two replicas on top of a, you know, a really nice looking building in its own right.
With the lake in the background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the largest category deals with food and drink, and is this all related to your core mission, which, you know, you report on food and drink constantly?
We do report on food and drink constantly because we find that it's something that our readers respond to, and if you look at the poll in terms of the number of votes that things get, by far, people vote the most in the food and drink categories. So, clearly, we don't need to be told. We've seen this. There's been evidence, you know, throughout the almost 20 years that I've been here, is that that is the coverage that people are most interested in. So that's why we have so much.
Buffalo Spree has been doing this for 13 years now, and this year's list includes some new food trends, including best. Am I saying this right? Poke?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Okay. I think so. Yeah.
Well, tell me what this is.
Well, it's super fresh. I mean, it's kind of related to other healthy food trends, and it's certainly related to sushi, where you have super fresh ingredients, including raw seafood tossed with other ingredients in sort of a salad. I guess, you know, I could call it a raw seafood salad. That doesn't sound anything close to as interesting as poke.
And while there are these new categories and new restaurants being honored, there are some names that have been a part of your list for many of your 13 years of doing this. And I'm thinking Oliver's, Duff's, Russ Salvatore Steaks, Chops, and more as three examples. These always seem to win.
They do, and they get a lot of votes. And it's interesting. This is one of the reasons we have ties, is because we have a panel that meets, and there are food writers who go around and pride themselves on actually having personally been to all the top places. So I trust their opinions. However, in the public poll, our readers might vote for a completely different place overwhelmingly, and so then I'll think, well, I think both these places deserve to win. Or sometimes the readers will overcome the panel, and I'll let them. Or sometimes there's no consensus from the readers, where you'll have 10 votes for this, 10 votes for that, 10 votes for that, and it's hard to pick a winner from that.
Do you try to find new winners every year, or do you stay with those who obviously are the best at what they do, even if they're being named best year after year?
Well, we definitely look and see if there are new places that should be recognized. That's very important. It's a priority.
Mm-hmm.
But if a place is always good at what it does, then it will consistently win. And particularly when in some categories it really aren't the Ted's, okay? There's a really good example of a place. It's just going to consistently win.
Yeah.
Even though we also have Frank's now. But for a certain, it depends on what kind of hot dog you want. And they're both superlative in what they do. And they're different products, and they both deserve to win.
Moving on from food to people,
yes.
Jerry Sullivan was named Best Columnist, which is ironic because the Buffalo News pulled his column a couple of months ago.
His column was very important. It was controversial, I suppose, to some people. Now, of course, you're not talking to the person who's most well-versed in sports, Mark, and I know you know this. But I have writers who are and who feel very strongly about him, and they feel that he added like the write-up says, I mean, he told the truth. What's he supposed to say when both major teams are consistently losing for an entire season? That is what you report. And he's done that very well for many, many years, and many people follow him. It's a shame he's not there, but it doesn't mean that he shouldn't be recognized.
Some argue that he was too negative, that he turned off readers, and that this became a business decision. Any truth to that?
Again, it's hard for me to believe there would be truth to that because you have to report what's happening. That's what journalism is. These are the facts. The teams are doing, were doing very poorly. Of course, we all hope that that will change. But you had to report on what's actually happening, the reality.
And a columnist brings the big picture,
yes,
outlook to the story, whereas the beat reporters are reporting on the
right
day-to-day activities, the cuts, the new contracts, the game reports. The columnist expresses opinion and gives us more of an analysis
and
of what's happening.
Even yeah. Someone like me can enjoy reading a sports columnist. I like it that they're so opinionated. They bring so much personality and color to something that I normally don't have much interest in. But someone like Jerry Sullivan, I could read.
I always enjoy reading about the scandal of the year, which this year was a tie between the Buffalo Billions trials and the Frontier House in Lewiston. Now, WBFO listeners are certainly aware of the trials because of the extensive coverage provided by our Albany correspondent, Karen DeWitt. But tell us about the other one, the Frontier House.
We like to highlight things that our readers might not have heard of, and that's why, you know, the Frontier House is really interesting because for a very long time, it's the one of the oldest structures in Lewiston and maybe one of the oldest structures in Western New York. It was a McDonald's. That's what it had. And it had to be like one of the weirdest McDonald's locations you could ever have. And then it's also supposed to be haunted. And then it was empty for a while after McDonald's left. And so now this one developer has had it for a while, not doing anything with it. So then the city of Lewiston wants to buy it. And there's two mayoral candidates. One of them is for buying it. The other one is not. The one, I believe, I'm not quite sure, it could be gone the other way. But the decision for what mayoral candidate would control the fate of the structure was like made by four or five votes. So it's just a really interesting story. And the fact that it's the haunting and
yeah.
it's one of those kind of bizarre places in Western New York that, you know, we should know about and follow.
My only connection is seeing the Dan Hall group during the jazz festival perform on the porch of the Frontier House. It's all closed up, but they use it as a venue on the porch to play during the jazz festival.
It's a great festival.
Yeah,
yeah, well, I think the people in Lewiston will do the right thing. They have a lot of great amenities there, and they seem to know how to take care of them.
I do want to express our appreciation for Buffalo Spree honoring the WBFO News Team in the Best Broadcast Reporter category.
Yes, now we didn't change reporter to reporters, which is kind of strange, but we wanted to recognize the WBFO News Team as an entity in itself, as an entity that's bringing so many stories that we're otherwise not getting in other electronic media. And I think over the years, and I think listeners will agree, there's more and more of this reporting, and you keep adding desks, and that should be recognized because journalism is so important. Journalism, in many ways, is kind of hanging by a thread, and people don't recognize how important it is for trained reporters to go out there and gather the facts.
Thank you. In paging through the August issue, while I was sitting on my patio the other day, I lingered over your listing of outdoor summer activities. We're entering the final month of the summer season. so many things still to do, including the Erie County Fair.
And yes, the fair.
People just need to get outside.
The Corn Festival. Mm-hmm. And in fact, many of your listeners are going to think that the garden walk season is over. It is not. There are two major garden walks this coming weekend in sort of in the Riverside, Black Rock area, and one of them is a nighttime garden walk. So, you know, look those up. Go to those. And then there's so many outdoor concerts yet to go. The Live at Larkin series is still going really strong. Art Park, go and rent a kayak and paddle along the Buffalo River.
Because before we know it, the cold will be here and we'll be stuck inside.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Elizabeth, thanks for coming in, as usual.
Thank you, Mark.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.